Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, thank you so much. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Close Up Talk Radio. Nice to have you with us today. We're happy because Naomi Hoshino Hori is back with us today. She has been a guest here on our microphones before. Maybe you heard her, and if you did, you know what you're in for. In any event, I love talking to people like Naomi because I learn a lot, and I think you're going to learn a lot on this show today. She is an intuitive healer. And, you know, a lot of people don't know what an intuitive healer really is or does. And that's the purpose of having her as a guest on here, to learn exactly what someone like Naomi does and how she helps people. And, boy, let me tell you, she helps a lot of people in a lot of different ways, a lot of different places. She offers healing and intuitive reading sessions using techniques that you may never heard of before that help bring you into your wholeness and divinity with love. That's the way she puts it. Let me explain to you, some of the sessions she would do with you may focus on specific topics that you pick. For example, you may have a health issue. You may be having emotional problems. Maybe they're financial problems or relationship problems with, you know, your mate. And if that's the case, she may use such tools as waveform inversion, energetic cord removal, deprogramming, karma cleansing, spiritual surgery, or whatever you might need to help bring you back into what Naomi says is the vibration of love. When you have the vibration of love, you're in good shape. That's the goal. And let me give you an idea of the reaction people have after they've had sessions with Naomi. One of her clients has written about her: Naomi's powerful intuitive abilities are astonishing in psychic readings. She addresses your questions with great wisdom and accurate perceptive detail and continues to help many with her profound skills as a hands-on healer and a psychic surgeon. Now, that's quite a remarkable testimonial. And that's from a gentleman in Denmark. So that's just an indication. She has clients, literally, as I said, all over the world. Naomi is based in Lafayette, Colorado. She has a wonderful website, and I'll give you the website. It's holdinglightproductions.com. We'll go over that again during the course of the show. But anyway, if you want to learn more about Naomi, what she does, and how to get in touch with her directly, holdinglightproductions.com. That's the address you need. In any event, let's bring Naomi back on the microphone. I'm delighted to talk to her. Naomi, I understand it's a rather cold, snowy morning in Lafayette, Colorado today. Is that right?
Yes, it is. It's about 8 degrees. And thank you so much for having me on the show, Doug.
Oh, listen, it's my pleasure to have you on a show, especially here, because I'm not that knowledgeable about this whole subject of intuitive healing, and I don't know how it works. And I was reading information about your website, which really, one thing caught me really off guard, because you claim healings and readings are generally done remotely, and of course, it's had to be that way because of COVID, and with you having clients literally all around the world, so you do them remotely. But you point out that many clients request readings while they're sleeping, so their minds are still and their bodies can absorb the healings optimally. How on earth do you do a healing session while someone is sleeping? Is it possible? Obviously it is.
It totally is. Just as when someone's thinking of you, sometimes you feel that. It's because you're energetically connected. And with healing, everything is energy. So we don't have to be in the same room. I don't have to be touching that person, and I can work on that person. And like you said, especially my clients that are healers themselves, they like to do it while they're sleeping so that their analyzer isn't in resistance of letting something go or letting go of control, so that they can really move out what's no longer serving them.
Well, I find that absolutely, totally amazing. In any event, let's get into this subject a little bit. Explain to me, how do you describe an intuitive healer? What's the simplest definition of that? How would you answer that?
Well, for me, I'm an intuitive healer who uses my intuition to guide me and work on what needs to be released, what not only what the person needs to release, but what their bodies are ready to release. So I use my intuition to guide me by looking at the energy that needs to be released, that no longer serves them.
I'm finding it difficult to understand how you do that, but people, I know your clients contact you because they do have issues that they need help with. And I read off a list of some of those. It could be whatever. Maybe, you know, they have serious financial problems or you're not getting along with their mate and they come to you for help. How does obsession begin with you? What's it like? What do you do?
Well, I say a blessing, and then I basically look at their energy, and I'll look at the root cause of what they're working on and see if they're ready to address that. If not, I'll start doing more general things. And a lot of times people say, whoa, I've never told anybody about that happening to me, and you saw it and addressed it right away. Some of my clients say, well, a session with you is sometimes like a gentle hammer because it's like all the stuff I've been avoiding, looking about some of which I knew consciously, but I was trying not to know, and you just went right in there and described it.
So this is your psychic ability to connect with someone, even though you're nowhere near them, right? You just hear them talk to you, and you make a connection, and you can get vibes from them and really understand what their energy level is. Is that about right?
Yeah. Yes, and some of my clients, I've never actually spoken to me. They email me a question. All I know is their name and their question, and then I record it for them and email them the recording back. So some of them I've never even spoken to.
That's astonishing. That's amazing. Take me back a little bit. How did you discover you had this ability? Or was this something you've developed? Or you born with it?
Well, I was always psychic, and I believe we're all intuitive. You know, we all get gut feelings. We know, oh, wait, I shouldn't trust this person, or, oh, this is a great opportunity for us, so we know. It's just tapping into that intuition. And I learned tools on how to do it consciously and, more importantly, how to turn it off so that I wasn't constantly deluged with information that I didn't really need to be when I'm not in session.
Yeah, I would think that's very important to be able to turn it off. Really.
Absolutely.
But I mean, it's like when you're walking down the street, somebody could be approaching you, and you get vibrations from them, and all of a sudden, you're knowing things about them. Is that right?
Yes. For example, I had a client, and I was in their office in New York, and I got such a bad feeling about when the people, and the client had asked me to look at his company and his mission and stuff like that. And I said, who is that guy? Because I got the worst feeling from him. And he's like, oh, he works for me. And I go, his energy is really scary. And then finally, he revealed that actually he's a lawyer for mobsters and stuff like that. And I just felt that energy from him right away.
Well, that's really pretty amazing. Let's talk about, the kinds of people that come to you. Typically, what happens when they come to you for help? And I would assume when you take someone on as a client, you have more than one session with them. You can't cure a lot of issues in just one time. You would have a series of sessions. Would that be right?
Yes, usually it's a series of sessions. I have some people that come to me once a month, some people come to me once a year, some people come to me whenever they have an emergency in their life. So I really leave it up to them. And when I work with people, I always give them homework for them to do on their own so that they can take power and really participate and actively in their healing.
And do you have people who come to you simply for a psychic reading? They may not have any issue, prime issue, when they come, you know, for a consultation with you, but they want a psychic reading to learn about what may be, you know, going to happen in their life or in their future. Do you have a lot?
Yes.
Do you do that as well?
Yes, I do. And I don't foretell the future because every choice we make in our life changes our future. So I tell them, you know, what the energy looks like now. I help direct them to what they need to do if they want to make their goals happen, what they need to start changing and releasing if they want their goals to happen. So making them aware of how they can direct their own energy.
Well, that's good. You use tools, by the way. Some of the tools are things I've never heard of before. Why don't you explain a little bit? For example, waveform inversion. What does that involve?
Usually when I'm doing waveform inversion, I'm basically canceling out the vibrations and the waveforms of energy that are related to a certain trauma, for example, whatever's related to the core issue of what they'd like to heal.
And you've got to determine what that is, you know, or the issue that they have is before you know what tool you want to use. Isn't that properly? Wouldn't that be right?
Exactly, exactly.
And that I think takes some probing on your part to learn, because people a lot of times don't really know what the problem is. That's true as well.
Yes. Yes, a lot of people were kind of trained to just buck up and keep a stiff upper lip and push all that, the grief, the anger, down. Like I have a client who was actually molested by his doctor when he was a child, and he became an alcoholic, and he didn't remember it at all because his family wanted to hypnotize him so he wouldn't remember that trauma. So even though he didn't remember it consciously, his body remembered and stored that trauma. And that's why it's really important to clean out our energy. And, you know, we spend so much time like washing our face or washing our hair, but how much do we know to clean our energy? And you can imagine if you're looking at energy, what someone looks like if they've never cleaned their energy in their whole life. And they don't have to just use psychic tools or anything, but some people do it by sitting in nature or being quiet or spending time alone. But if they're not doing any of those things, then you can imagine what kind of energy accumulates in their field.
Wow. That's interesting. What about energetic cord removal? That's another technique you have that you can use. I don't know. That sounds energetic cord removal. What is it?
Well, a lot of times people cord us, you know, energetic vampires, for example, not that they're vampires per se, but a lot of people who aren't in their power, they don't realize, oh, I can create something myself, so they pull on other people's energy. You, in your success and fame and stuff, I'm sure you've had a lot of people encounter you that are trying to pull on your energy, and they're not even doing it consciously, but it really starts to affect you when everyone's like, pulling on your energy or help me or pay attention to me or whatever.
You know, these are all techniques that obviously you've done a lot of studying to learn about this. Another one that sounds interesting is spiritual surgery. That's a nice way to put it. What is it? What do you do?
Well, it's interesting. With spiritual surgery, I change my vibration, so it's different than the vibration of the person that I'm working with. And one time, it sounds a little bit nuts, but this has actually happened more than once. My hand actually went into a person, and she just leapt off the table horizontally, and she's like, oh, my God, you just put your hand in my body. And I'm like, I know, and I kept feeling, I felt her sternum. I'm like, it's solid. Did this really happen? Because my mind just couldn't process it at first, but we both felt it. And my guides are like, yeah, we wanted you to know that you can do it this way, and we're going to teach you a way that's less hard on your body.
Amazing. How did you learn all of these techniques, Naomi? What, you know, what did you have to do, or where did you go study? Is there a place you go study to learn these? Or did you read
yes,
about
them? I studied for decades. At first, I was trying to read about it, but I was having difficulty learning just from books alone. So I studied with some wonderful teachers, and my spirit guides actually told me a lot, too. They taught me a lot while I was working on people and during sessions.
You know, the word intuitive, you know, it's related to intuition. How important is your intuition, and does that play a role in all of this?
Yeah, intuition is so important because, like I said, I believe we're all intuitive, but we're taught to to kind of suppress that part of ourselves. And a lot of times when I just knew something like, oh, I shouldn't trust this person, and then my head and my analyzer is going, no, they seem really nice, it'll be fine, and then it's not fine. It's like really not fine later, and I thought, I really should have trusted my instinct, because I knew intuitively that I couldn't trust that person, but I wanted to, because I believe in the best of people. So I really had to learn to honor my own intuition, and I think that's a process we're all learning.
You know, it's interesting. People come to you with issues that they need help for. Give me some examples, if you don't mind. I don't know any names, but I mean examples of people who've come to you with serious issues, and how did it work out after working with them for a while? Can you give me some examples? Success stories, we
yes.
call.
Yes. Yes. For example, people in abusive relationships, or people that are simply having difficulties with a controlling and dysfunctional boss, or different health issues, and we just work through the energies that are causing them to pick abusive people. Maybe that's related to low self-worth. Maybe they don't have discernment and they need to learn discernment, and this is part of their spirit's mock-up of learning discernment. Or maybe they're simply reenacting relationship dynamics they've seen between their parents, for example. So I start to help them pinpoint what those dynamics are and bring that to consciousness so that they can more consciously release it, in addition to doing the energy work. But doing the energy work alone is not enough, because then they've got to train their mind to make different kinds of choices and to be aware.
And do you find that after working with whatever kind of individual, whether it's a man or a woman or whatever, that eventually you're successful in helping them, whatever they came to you for help with?
Absolutely. Based on what my clients tell me, they said, you've changed my life in ways I could not even imagine it. And it just makes me so happy. And also, I try to teach them tools so that they can do it on their own, so they don't have to rely on me or anybody else to do it. They're just in touch with their own knowingness.
Well, good for you. I mean, if you can do that, you're doing life-changing work. One of the things
you
help your clients say hello to themselves. What is that all about?
Yes, by saying hello to themselves, I'm basically saying hello to who they really are. For example, I give them communication on some of their talents and gifts, which they might not be consciously aware of. One woman I told, she was very intuitive, and she swore up and down she was not at all intuitive. A year later, she's doing intuitive readings professionally, helping spirits transition and more. And even like for you, example, you don't go by the label of healer, but you are actually a very powerful healer. Some of the most powerful healers are comedians and others who make people laugh. When I saw you doing that bit with Conan O'Brien and the bailiff hanging out in front of the courthouse, and you were just being you. You were all just being you, and the way you have the power to make people laugh and smile and feel better just by giving a spirit hello to them and just by being yourself, that's a powerful gift.
Well, thank you. I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Yeah.
You know, something else I should point out, I mean, people come to you, for help, and they make appointments with you. But you give classes, and you have series of events, and you spell them out on your website, what they are. But let's talk a little bit about some of these. You have workshops, one of them, for example, called Living a Life of Love. What would that be all about? And that's a six-week online workshop, I understand. Is that right?
Yes, and it starts with the foundation of loving yourself and being conscious of the ways that you don't love yourself, because all our relationships stem from our relationship with self. So when we learn to love ourselves, it's reflected in the relationships around us, for example. So that's just one thing we do. There's another thing, too, like we're just bring consciousness to recurring patterns. Maybe that can be projection. Maybe people got cheated on once, and then every relationship after that, they carry that fear, they carry that pain instead of cleaning it out. And then they attract people who cheat on them again, Or if they attract a wonderful mate and they keep saying, oh, you're cheating on me, you're cheating me, I know you are. And the mate is like, no, I'm not, I love you and I'm being honest. But if they don't heal that, they're going to create that situation over and over, whether consciously or not.
Hmm. And by the way, talking about living a life of love, you have that 6-week online course is about to begin this coming Saturday, right?
Yes. Uh-huh,
starts
yes.
on the 26th of February and goes through April 9th. So you're doing that every Saturday morning for a while from, according to this list, 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Colorado time. So that's about to happen. People could get involved in, with you on that, right?
Yes, absolutely. I'm also developing a class on the ecstasy and energy of sex, which is kind of a sequel to the love class, which I'm really excited about. And I do a youth class once a month that's just $1. And if the kids don't have money to do it, they can do extra chores at home for their parents or whatever to pay for the tuition.
Ecstasy and energy of sex. That sounds,
yes.
That's pretty interesting.
really excited about teaching it.
Yeah. Well, who would be likely to take that course, or who should be taking it? How would you answer that?
Well, anyone who's really interested in experiencing sex on a deeper level, that total heart connection and the energetic connection, because when you're really connecting on a deeper level, actually the energy that you can create through sex is very powerful. I even do this exercise where I manifest, and it's like each set of orgasms or whatever, you set an intention. Okay, this is my manifestation through this energy. And then when you're doing it with a partner who can match you in the energy, you can just manifest incredible, powerful stuff. Like doing that exercise, I was dating someone who wanted to work with this Emmy-winning producer. And so we set the intention, and lo and behold, he's working with this Emmy-winning producer. And then I did it another time, and he's like, oh, I want to start my own music production mastering studio. And he's like, I just need all the equipment. So we set the intention, and then the next week or a couple weeks later, this other guy gifted me this whole set to master and produce music.
Well, good for him and good for you. Yeah, you know, you see all kinds of different people. You don't like see them, but I mean, a lot of different people communicate with you. They become clients of yours. What I find interesting is that really you work with people literally all over the world. How do you think people find out about you? Like the gentleman in Denmark who made those wonderful comments about you that I read early on. How
yes,
do you think that happened?
I'm very lucky because my clients spread the word. It's basically almost all word of mouth. One person said, when she contacted me, I said, oh, who referred you? And she said, I don't know, your website just appeared on my screen. And I feel like Spirit was leading her to me.
That means you are working around the clock then, right? If you're working with clients in Europe, in Denmark, or in South America, you don't get a lot of sleep. That's my guess.
I have very weird sleep hours. Sometimes I have to get up super early to work with my clients in Asia or Europe or wherever, and you know, but I manage it. I just feel so honored to work with these beautiful people all over the world, and it's my joy.
And when you say it's your joy, how does it make you feel when you're able to help people who are so far away from you, who you don't know anything about until they get in touch with you, and then learn what you've been able to do for them through your various techniques? It must make you feel remarkably proud of yourself, I would think. How about it? How do you feel?
Yeah, I'm proud, but I'm mostly proud of them because I give them the tools and I work with them, and they have the courage to dig deep and clean out all the stuff that's been keeping them from being them. Because basically, I'm just helping them access who they really are. So, you know, all the credit also goes to them because they're doing the work. They're brave enough to look at stuff, which most people are like, I don't want to deal with this. But they deal with it, they clean it out, and they forge a different way of living. And it's so gratifying.
I think you're right. I think it takes it's a certain amount of bravery to pick up a phone and contact someone like you and admit you have a problem and see if hopefully you could help. What's a typical picture of a client, your range of clients? I mean, do you see young people? Do you see children? Are you talking to people who are, you know, geriatric? They're, well, you know, they're older. Talk to me about the variety of clients you work with.
Most are 10 years old or older. Some of them, their parents call and want to work on, you know, changing the family dynamics, how to best support the kids. I work with people, I work with professionals. About 50% of my clientele are healers and intuitives themselves. And a lot of people, they contact me not because they have a problem, but they want to know how to take things even further in their life, how to be the best they are. So it's not like, oh, I have this problem. They just want to know how to go to the next level, and I guide them with that as well.
So you become a teacher for them, in effect, right? You take them on as students?
Yes.
talk a little bit about children. How would someone know, you know, how would a parent know when it would be appropriate to have a child talk to you, for example?
Well, when they're having difficulties with their child, whether it's relationship dynamics or they're sensing a big change in their child, right now it's a really hard time for kids because can you imagine being that age and then suddenly the pandemic and then you don't see anyone outside of your family for years? It's been a really stressful thing. One thing that is hard sometimes is like you said, knowing when to call. Sometimes parents are like, God, I wish I had contacted you years ago, because, you know, the earlier you can start addressing change and shifting it, then it's much easier. Of course, it's never too late, but just like if someone's health is starting to get out of balance, if they address it right away, it's much easier than when they're like stage 4 cancer, for example.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's interesting. I'm talking to you. I have no idea of your age. I literally don't. But my question really was getting to, have you been doing this most of your life? I mean, was this your goal in life when you set out? Or did you go to college and study something else, you know, and then got into this? How about it?
It's funny. My life totally changed. I used to teach at a university. I was on the academic track. I used to do a literary and arts nonprofit organization, and I was a publisher and editor, and my spirit just kept guiding me on a different path that I never would have expected. But once I found it, I'm like, I am at home. I know this energy, and I was born for this.
And when you were teaching, what did you teach in the university level? Was it this subject or something totally different?
Well, I taught research and writing, so research in different ways, including race, ethnicity, and gender, and then in some other classes, journalism, et cetera. And then I quit because I wanted to just do what really gave me passion. And then my boss at the time said, well, would you come back if we offered a Ways of Knowing class? And I'm like, oh, yes. And she said, you can do 10 minutes of meditation each class, and the rest was more standard academic teaching. I'm like, I am thrilled to. And I love doing it because sometimes I would watch the kids, and they would, like, in 10 minutes, their appearance looked totally different. And then one kid's like, my God, what did we just do? I feel totally different. And that's the thing, too, wow. Like with aging. Sometimes people are afraid of aging or whatever. Oh, I'm not going to look as good or whatever. But aging, people at any age are beautiful. They're gorgeous. It's just sometimes
maybe.
We accumulate energy, and then we're walking around with all this old energy that's not even ours. And
I hate to interrupt you, my dear, but we got to go. We've run out of time. You've been a great guest.
Oh.
Your website again, holdinglightproductions.com, everybody. Holdinglightproductions.com. That'll get you in touch with Naomi Hoshino-Hori. Thanks, Naomi.
Thank
Podcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
Oh, boy, do we. That was fascinating. That was amazing. Thanks, everybody. I'm Doug Llewellyn. I'll see you next time. Till then, take care. Bye for now.